Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. The anniversary of Bing Crosby's passing just went by, and I thought it was time, probably long past time, that he gets a little attention, maybe more than a little, on this podcast. What follows is about his musical legacy, mostly about his Christmas music. I know there's a lot of controversy tied to this man, and this just isn't the forum for that. This will just be about his music. Since we're playing Halloween music right now, as I'm recording this, I thought I'd start by mentioning that, although Bing is certainly remembered for his Christmas music, he has several songs that we're playing right now in October. The most well-known is probably The Headless Horseman, which he sang in the Sleepy Hollow half of Disney's animated The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. He also recorded versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, That Old Black Magic, and Witchcraft, along with The Yodeling Ghost, which also featured the Andrews Sisters. And you'll hear all of those in the month of October as we continue to play the best variety of Halloween music. Now, it's not just the anniversary of Bing's death that brought him to mind for me. This year, there are three Bing Crosby Christmas collections coming out. One of them, which is connected to the Bing Crosby estate, claims to have 12 previously unreleased recordings. I find that a little hard to believe since it's been almost 50 years since he passed away, but I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt, so I thought the best way was to look at all of Bing's Christmas music. I feel like this is a good point to mention that I am not a Bing Crosby expert, and I apologize for anything I get wrong here, but Bing recorded a lot of Christmas music, and I'm going to do my best to go through all of it. According to Wikipedia, Bing Crosby has released 71 studio albums, 83 compilation albums, and 409 singles over the course of his career. Crosby is one of the world's best-selling music artists. It's estimated he's sold in the neighborhood of 500 million records, and that includes tapes, CDs, digital downloads. Near as I can tell, his first Christmas release was a single of Silent Night in 1935. In 1940, Decca Records put together a compilation album called Christmas Songs, which featured some of their more popular artists singing Christmas songs. Bing's contributions were Silent Night and Adeste Fidelis. His next Christmas single was White Christmas in 1942 from the movie Holiday Inn. That year also saw the release of the album Song Hits from Holiday Inn, featuring Bing's Christmas songs Happy Holiday and White Christmas. White Christmas was re-released the next year, along with the single Jingle Bells, which featured the Andrews Sisters. In 1945, he released Sleigh Ride in July, possibly one of the first Christmas in July songs. 1945 also saw the release of Bing's album Merry Christmas, which is at least five times platinum. Originally, the album included Silent Night, Adeste Fidelis, White Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Jingle Bells, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. A re-release a few years later added the songs Silver Bells, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Christmas in Killarney, and Melikalikimaka. Jingle Bells, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and Melikalikimaka all featured Bing with the Andrews Sisters. In 1947, he recorded new versions of Silent Night and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. In 1949, Bing released an album called Christmas Greetings. This included the songs Here Comes Santa Claus, 12 Days of Christmas, You're All I Want for Christmas, The First Noel, and two Christmas carol medleys. The first included Deck the Halls, Away in a Manger, and I Saw Three Ships, while the second included Good King Wenceslas, We Three Kings of Orient Are, and Angels We Have Heard on High. The album also included Bing's version of the Christmas song and O Fir Tree Dark. In 1950, Bing recorded his version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and released the EP A Crosby Christmas with his sons Gary, Philip, Dennis, and Lindsay. A Crosby Christmas included the songs That Christmas Feeling, I'd Like to Hitch a Ride with Santa, and The Snowman. In 1952, he recorded a duet on Silver Bells with Carol Richards. 2 years later, Bing was on the album Irving Berlin's White Christmas, featuring songs from the movie White Christmas, and this included in the finale a version of White Christmas where Bing was joined by Danny Kaye, Peggy Lee, and Trudy Stevens. Bing could not sing with Rosemary Clooney on the record due to contractual issues, so her part was performed by Peggy Lee on that album. That same year, Decca Records released a massive 10-album set called Bing, A Musical Autobiography. At the time, Bing was contemplating retiring, so he assembled some musicians and re-recorded many of his songs, and this set included new versions of Silent Night and White Christmas. In 1956, Bing released A Christmas Sing with Bing Around the World. This came from a radio broadcast from the previous year and featured the songs Joy to the World, White Christmas, The First Noel, Good King Wenceslas, Away in a Manger, Deck the Halls, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and Silent Night. A year later, he released the single How Lovely is Christmas. That year, he also recorded the album A Christmas Story, An Axe, an Apple, and a Buckskin Jacket, a children's collection for Golden Records. Bing was enlisted to read and sing four of the stories, and in addition to A Christmas Story, there were Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, Never Be Afraid, and Jack Be Nimble, a Mother Goose fantasy. Also in 1957, Bing released The Bible Story of Christmas, a studio album in which Bing narrated the Christmas story from Luke chapter 2 with the Bonaventure Choir singing Christmas hymns, which were interspersed with Crosby's narration. Around this time, Bing left Decca Records, and the label continued to repackage and rename some of Bing's earlier releases for years. In fact, up until very recently. In 1960, Bing released the single Adeste Fidelis, and 2 years later, he released an album called I Wish You a Merry Christmas, which included the songs Winter Wonderland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, What Child Is This, The Holly and the Ivy, Little Drummer Boy, O Holy Night, The Littlest Angel, Let It Snow, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, Frosty the Snowman, Patapan, While Shepherds Watched Their Sheep, and I Wish You a Merry Christmas. In 1964, Bing collaborated with Frank Sinatra and Fred Waring for the album 12 Songs of Christmas. Bing and Frank sang together on two songs, Go Tell It on the Mountain and We Wish You the Merriest. Bing performed It's Christmas Time Again, The Secret of Christmas, and Christmas Candles. Frank's contributions were An Old-Fashioned Christmas, Little Drummer Boy, and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. In 1971, Bing released another Christmas album. This time it was called A Time to Be Jolly, and it included the songs A Time to Be Jolly, I Sing Noel, Round and Round the Christmas Tree, The First Family of Christmas, The Song of Christmas, A Christmas Toast, And the Bells Rang, Christmas Is, When You Trim Your Christmas Tree, and Christmas Is Here to Stay. There's also a rumor that he recorded an old-fashioned Christmas, but that has never been released. Bing recorded his last album, Seasons, a month before he died in 1977. It was a 12-song concept album, with each song representing a month of the year. He recorded a new version of Sleigh Ride for this one, and it was released near the end of the year after he had passed away. In 1982, the song from his 1977 television special, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, was released, featuring David Bowie. Many compilations and repackagings of albums happened in the years since. A notable set came from Decca Records in 1998. It was called Bing Crosby, The Voice of Christmas. It featured songs Bing had recorded for the label from 1935 to 1956, including many songs that had become difficult to find. It also featured two previously unreleased songs, an alternate version of his original recording of White Christmas, and an alternate recording of Silent Night. The 1935 version of Silent Night was not released due to Bing's feelings that a popular entertainer should not profit on such a religion-based song. However, once the proceeds were arranged to be donated to charity, a second recording of the song was released as a single in 1935 and was later packaged as part of a 1940 album. In 2019, Decca Records, along with Bing's widow, Catherine, and their children, Harry, Mary, and Nathaniel Crosby, announced a brand new album, Bing at Christmas. On this one, Bing's original vocals were set to newly recorded orchestral arrangements performed by the London Symphony Orchestra. Melikalikimaka, featuring the Andrews Sisters, and I'll Be Home for Christmas were released as singles in 2020. And that, more or less, brings us to 2023. There are three Christmas music releases coming out in the next month or so featuring Bing Crosby. On November 3rd, there's one called The Christmas Collection. This contains the album Merry Christmas, along with 14 bonus tracks. There doesn't seem to be anything here that hasn't already been released. In fact, it looks a lot like one of Decca's earlier collections. Cover art claims these tracks are being released in stereo for the first time. That same day, the Bing Crosby album from a few years ago, Bing at Christmas, is being released on vinyl, and I think this is the first time for that. The more interesting release, potentially more interesting, is due out October 27th. It's called Christmas Gems, which the label, Primary Wave, says was curated by the estate, bringing together rare and never-before-released Christmas masters from the Bing Crosby archives. It boasts that of the 14 songs on the album, 12 are previously unreleased. There isn't a lot more info about it, but looking at the track list, there doesn't seem to be one single song on this that hasn't been released before. Unless these are alternate takes or some other kind of rare recording, it looks like it's just another repackaging of previously released material. On social media, the Bing Crosby account claimed the first single from this, Bing's duet with David Bowie of Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, was available on streaming services for the first time. That's not true. It's been available to stream as a single and lots of different compilations for years. And this version appears to be identical to the one we've all heard. Now, this set does include some songs that don't usually show up on collections of Bing's Christmas songs, including Just What I Wanted for Christmas, How Lovely is Christmas, Christmas Island, The Secret of Christmas, White World of Winter, and Christmas Star. So if you're missing any of those, this collection would be worthwhile to complete your collection. And I think that's about it, at least until next year. Thanks so much for listening and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I told you how to listen to the station, and you're already listening to this podcast, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. We also have a Linktree page, so you can find us on your favorite streaming site, and then you can subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. And I'll put a link for that down in the show notes. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas Station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.